This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, Jesus tells us he will protect some of his followers from the Great Tribulation. Where might that place of safety be?
Well, a lot of people have thought it might be a place called Petra in Jordan. But one of my questions is, what if it's not? Would most Christians flee to a different location? Oh, I don't think so. Now, someone else asked me about this place called Basra as a possible place of safety. And that got me to do some research, and I ran into a writing by a guy by the name of Tim McKay, just like a decade older or so. And I'd like to read a bit of what he has. So I think he's got some good points and some questionable ideas. Okay, for example, he says, is Petra the prepared place of safety for Israel or you? He says, Petra, Jordan, was once a stronghold of the Edomites and was the later capital of the Arab Nabataeans. Will this be the number one destination for the Israelites in the end time? The most popular speculation about Petra is that Jews escaping the Battle of Armageddon are going to find refuge there. And they point to various Old Testament prophecies. On the other hand, he says some believe that the true church, in this case would be the Philadelphian Christians, would be protected in fulfillment of Revelation chapter 12. He says both views are based on scripture. Which one makes more sense? Some think it can hold 144,000 that are mentioned in Revelation 7 and 14. Some in the old worldwide Church of God thought there'd be 144,000 their members there. It says the Petra theory has an appeal, but is it grounded in realism? It says you can search the Bible and you won't see the name Petra. Instead, you'll find the modern Greek name for the city or its Hebrew equivalent, Selah or Selah and Petra, all of which mean rock. So that's one of the bases for the speculation of Petra. As far as how many people can comfortably live there, it was a small city with a population about 20,000. So he doesn't think it more than 20,000 or 40,000 could go there. Then he asked about, doesn't Revelation 12 say Israel is protected? And he started to go into Revelation 12 verses 1 through 5 about woman clothed the sun, the moon, and 12 stars gave birth to a male child. So people, some of those people think, okay, it's got to do with Israel, the nation of Israel. But then he started to cite Revelation 12, verses 13 to 17. And I'm only going to read verse 17 right now. I'll get to the other part later. And from the English Standard Version, it says, the dragon was furious with the woman and left to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and have the testimony of Jesus. So he says, okay, that eliminates this being the nation of Israel, and he's totally, totally right. And so then he asked and answered some questions. One of them was, what about Basra? He said, well, like Petra, Basra is part of Jordan. So perhaps, he says, some say, isn't Jordan a Muslim country? And he says that Jordan will be evacuated and laid waste in an attack against Israel. And he thinks that you'll need passports. And how we're going to know when to go? Says God will send some prophet, since no one knows the day or the hour. How much time do we have now? He says, I don't think we'll see the prophet until the 2020s at the earliest.
What are your thoughts on Tim McKay's speculation, Dr. Teal?
Well, he's got a couple parts right. But one, I do not believe Jordan's going to be evacuated, so I think he's wrong about that. And I do think a prophet will say it's time to go. I don't think that'll happen before the 2030s. But having said that, I'd like to read something that the old pastor general, late pastor general of the old Worldwide Church of God wrote, Herbert Armstrong wrote. Incidentally, I know many of you have your hearts set on going soon to Petra as a place of safety during the Great Tribulation. Well, get your minds off of Petra, brethren. I've never said Petra definitely is the place of safety where God takes us. I hope it's not. One reason was that place it would be is that nobody would want to go there. It's the most unpleasant, uncomfortable, miserable place you could go. There's nothing to be desired there. But just in case, God has given us some favor in the eyes of the king of there and his brother. Okay. So anyway, carnally speaking, people wouldn't pick Petra as a place to go either. Now, I do think Petra is large enough for the Philadelphian Christians to be protected. And by the way, they're the only Christians that are going to be protected from the beast, because most Christians will not be protected. And I'll read that scripture later. Now, Petra itself covers a much larger area than the rock cave carved area that most people think of. So it, or possibly part of it, might be the place.
Does the Bible give us any hints on where the place of safety might be?
Well, yeah, there's several clues in the Bible that suggest a Jordanian location makes sense. And part of this is based on where the place is not.
Where might it not be?
Well, some people say there's no clues in the Bible. But if you look in the scripture, for example, in Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together and assemble yourselves. Let's go to the fortified cities. Take refuge, don't delay, for I'll bring disaster from the north, great destruction." So you see, disasters come from the north and you don't seem to want to be in Judea or Jerusalem and you want to go south of it. Okay. Now in Luke 21, verses 20 to 21, Jesus confirmed that concept that people would have to flee. He says, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know its desolation is near. Now let those from Judea flee to the mountains. Let not those who are in their midst of her depart, and let them who are in the, don't let those who are in the country enter her." So this seems to say that the place isn't Judea. It's not Jerusalem. It's not north of it. Okay. We know the Bible says to flee Babylon. And in Zechariah chapter 2, starting in verse 6, it says, "Flee from the land of the north. Up, Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon." So the Bible's telling us that's not the place. And the Bible also forecasts the near total destruction of islands in Revelation 6 and Revelation 16. So that doesn't seem to be the place of safety either.
Is it possible that the place of safety could be wherever a Christian winds up being when it is time to flee?
Well, some people want to claim that, but that's not what the Bible says. If you go to the book of Isaiah 33, we read, "He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppression, he who gestures his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure." And then we read in Isaiah 45:20, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together." So this is talking about some place of rocks. It's not saying where you're going to be. You're just by yourself. And also, as far as gathering together, we read that in Zephaniah chapter 2. "Gather yourselves together, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued." That is the decree, I believe, to flee. "Before the day of the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility, and it may be you'll be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." So we're seeing, talking about you're going somewhere to be hidden, there's going to be a decree. And you need to get gathered together to do this. So no, God's not talking about protecting individuals just wherever they are. Now, if you stay in Zephaniah, verse 4, it says, "For Gaza will be forsaken and Ashkelon desolate. They'll drive out Ashdod at noonday and Ekron will be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines." So we're talking about basically going what I call south west of Israel, Jerusalem. And these lands we're talking about here are currently, well, before the Gaza War, primarily occupied by the Palestinians.
What places would that leave us that we might be safe?
Well, you got to pick a different direction, and that points you basically to the southeast. Now, David in Psalm 27:5 said, "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he'll hide me. He'll set me high on a rock." Okay, so it may have dual meanings. And we also see in 1 Samuel 23 that David made haste to get away from Saul, and he called that the rock of escape. And that's the rock of Selah, the Petra of escape, if you want to call it that. But again, it does not have to be this particular location. And now, a Petra is a rocky outpost in Jordan, and it is in the right direction. Now, it's also possible that the actual place of protection could simply just be near Petra or part of its outskirts, or perhaps in a location far from it.
What about Basra? How does that fit in?
Well, regarding Basra, the prophets Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Micah wrote about it. And Isaiah 34 talks about his sword's going to come down on Edom, and there's going to be blood, for the Lord has sacrificed in Basra. Okay, we'll get to that later. Then Jeremiah 49 talks again about Edom, and verse 22, "Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle, and spread his wings over Basra." Now, this is interesting because, you know, eagle's wings are mentioned basically in Revelation 12, 14. And we also see something in Micah 2. I'm going to read this from the Young's Literal Translation. "I will surely gather you, O Jacob, and all these. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel, and I'll set you as a flock of Basra." So some of these things sound interesting, but the issue when you get to this, though, is Edom is not the Edomites are going to be punished. The Bible actually shows because of how the Edomites treated Israel and betrays it and attacks it, that God actually has special punishment for them. So that's why I don't think it's Basra, because those Basra prophecies are more related to Edom. And so I just don't think so. And, you know, some have, wondered about places like Petra. But there are reasons it might not be Petra.
Such as?
Well, Petra's a leading tourist destination of the country. So they might not want us there. Now, the Philadelphian Christians could go there for a time and then perhaps not stay. Now, as far as the Philadelphian Christians, in Revelation 3, starting verse 7, Jesus talks to the Philadelphians, and then he tells them in verse 10, "Because you've kept my command to persevere, I'm going to keep you for the hour of trial, which comes on the whole world to test the world, the earth." Well, he doesn't make that promise to any other churches. So it's only part of the Christians. And I mentioned Revelation 12. If you go there, in verse 14, you see the woman was given two great wings of great eagle. She can go to her place in the wilderness, where she's turned nourished for time and half a time. That's 3.5 years. But notice it's the wilderness. This is not heaven. People do not get raptured up to heaven to beat the great tribulation. And I already read verse 17. It says the rest of her seed, they're not going to be protected. So not all Christians are going to be protected. There are two groups of Christians, one that's going to get protected and one that's not. In places such as Petra or in the wilderness, it's a possible location. But again, it may be there's something else near there. So while Petra might not be the place, it is one place to consider for the place of protection that Jesus promised.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.